East Peace Envoy could be a very helpful tool. And the U.S. Senate took the risk of an impending partial government shutdown off the table this week as it passed a stopgap spending bill and sent it to President Joe Biden to sign into law. Also, investigators from the Israel police are in the process of establishing rape cases against Hamas terrorists who violated multiple Israeli women during the organization's invasion and assault of southern Israel October 7th. Hey, thanks for joining me during the Sue McClain News Hour, brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. I hope you have a terrific day, and thank you so much for listening to KCNR. Remember, you are treasured. Bye-bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amrit Thomason. Congress has sent a temporary government funding package to President Biden for his signature.
The Senate followed the House in approving the stopgap budget bill that will fund the government into early next year. By passing the measure, lawmakers ended the threat of a government shutdown before the holidays. The spending package funds the government at current levels for roughly two more months while a long-term package is negotiated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A half dozen Capitol police officers injured during an anti-Israel protest on Capitol Hill yesterday. Tear gas in the air. About 150 demonstrators targeted Democratic National Committee headquarters, and there is at least one arrest. Israel's military finds itself in a tough spot, according to White House National Security Advisor John Kirby. He notes the Hamas and Islamic Jihad practice of running terrorist campaigns out of hospitals in the Gaza Strip.
It is a violation of the law of war. Now, I know they're a terrorist organization, but nonetheless, it's a violation of the law of war to headquarter yourself in a hospital and to put innocent people at greater risk. And that is what Hamas has consistently done. I mean, it's a deliberate decision on their own part.
At a meeting in San Francisco with his Chinese counterpart, President Biden has told Xi Jinping it's important to keep the lines of communication wide open.
I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
The two leaders met for about 4 hours on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference. Among other things, Xi agreed to crack down on Chinese firms that manufacture the ingredients used to produce deadly fentanyl. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in negative territory so far. The Dow is off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're trading or thinking about trading in the stock market, listen up. Last year, a staggering number of Americans were forced to take out withdrawals from their savings. Worse than the dot-com bubble, housing meltdown, or pandemic crash, those could all feel like a blip compared to what some Wall Street analysts expect may be coming as soon as December. Some are calling it the market tsunami, and it could wipe out billions of dollars in the markets. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate, predicted market conditions in advance. Text the word money to 813-813 now to learn more in a free online class. Text MONEY to 813-813. Text the word money to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk, is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word money to 813-813.
It was a calculated risk by the Israeli military entering that major hospital in Gaza. The latest on the media line's Felice Friedson.
While no one suggests the Israel-Hamas war is coming to a close, 40 days into hostilities, Israel finds itself at a crossroads after the U.S. confirmed its accusations that Hamas runs its terrorist enterprise from underground bunkers beneath Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa. In the early hours Wednesday, the Israeli army began a dangerous and complicated operation to dismantle five subterranean buildings beneath the hospital. Experts say at stake is more than overrunning an objective. If terrorists and hostages were able to escape during the humanitarian time to save civilians and therefore comes up empty, the orchestrated worldwide anti-Israel protests will feast upon the remnants of Israel's image. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. An update now on the death of an American athlete in England.
A man who was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter in the death of American ice hockey player Adam Johnson, whose neck was cut by a skate during a game, has been released on bail. The 29-year-old Johnson was playing for the Nottingham Panthers against the Sheffield Steelers on October 28th when he was struck by an opponent's skate blade. South Yorkshire police did not name the suspect or provide his age. He was arrested on Tuesday and released on bail Wednesday, pending further inquiries. The player whose skate cut Johnson's neck was 31-year-old Sheffield player Matt Petgrave. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Following his outstanding season with the New York Yankees, Gerrit Cole has won his first American League Cy Young Award. He's the sixth Yankees winner and the first since Roger Clemens in 2001. The San Diego Padres' Blake Snell takes the National League honor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Thursday, November the 16th, 2023. Did I say November? Yes, November. It's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. Wow. I'm here with Trish Clark, Christina, Christy. I've just, you know, Ben's not here today, so I don't have a full house back there. So good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Hey, if you are looking for an extraordinary, I don't know how to say, it's a present or something like this, something to give to somebody. Christina brought in, she makes these, it looks like a, almost like a flower arrangement, but it's food. Oh. She brought one in yesterday, and it is just, I mean, one of a kind.
Wow.
One of a kind. And we got some pictures. I'm not sure if Linda put it up, but it's really kind of, I've never seen anything like it. She had fresh roses in there and dates and strawberries and all types of stuff.
Oh,
in there.
I'll have to check that out.
I'm serious. It'd be, you know, we're looking at it, you know, she makes them all. Mm. I mean, she makes them. So it's got, it's just great. Hey, so thank you so much. Thank you for bringing it in yesterday. And what day is it, or what national day or special day is it?
Today is International Tolerance Day.
Tolerance?
Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes people just have to remember that they have to be
tolerant. Yeah. Tolerance.
That's
tolerance. I'll be tolerant. I can be tolerant.
So it's Thursday
morning.
For the
first part of the show.
Yeah. And I love Thursday mornings. And it's 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 65. We're going to have to have showers possibly in the morning, but then clearing and coming up.
It's been raining
in the
afternoon.
It rained overnight, but it's just cloudy now, and it wasn't raining as I was coming in. On Friday, a chance of showers. Showers likely, a patchy fog Friday night, and a low of 53, a high of 70 on Friday. And on Saturday, showers are likely and patchy fog, a high of 60 and a low of 49. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 67. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, or mostly clear, a low of 48. And on Monday, 71, and 48. So it's going to be nice during the day, it looks like, and a little bit of rain in the evenings, and we like that a lot. The lights are on over at
the Garden of Lights are on, and we went Thursday night and a week ago.
Yeah.
We went Tuesday. What am I talking about? Yeah, we went Tuesday, and it was spectacular.
Yeah.
It looks different. It looks different. I mean,
they said they added a lot of different things.
Yeah.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
The thing about it is I've been there before where it was just raining. I mean, we're talking rain. We're not talking dampness. And there was still lots of people there because, you know, you don't melt, so you just kind of wrap yourself up. And they were bringing little kids all swaddled and everything. It's truly an enjoyable experience. It is worth it by far.
And every year it's a little different.
It is. They got trains this year that are set up. These are kind of not the tiny trains, but kind of larger trains, uh-huh. You know, 4 inches tall and 4 or 5 inches tall. And then they go around 3 different tracks and it's Shasta County in Northern California. It's got Lake Shasta there, Mount Shasta, you know, got the Redding station and stations in other places. That's pretty cool.
Oh, all right. Very nice. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been yet, but.
You will.
I'm looking forward to it. And of course, a lot of people end up, I've been there when it's misting.
Yeah.
But not actual down and out rain. I remember carrying an umbrella just in case because it was that kind of weather, but, it really is, it's a magical time and it's, you got the nice hot chocolate refreshments and all kinds of stuff there and some food along the way. It's really evening.
It's got lots of different foods.
Yeah.
And, pizza and gosh, Philly cheesesteaks, but everything. And, hot toddies.
The hot toddies are
yes, good. You can, yes.
They warm them.
They have adult hot toddies and then they have children hot toddies.
Yes.
They have something new out there. They have igloos put together out of a plexiglass.
Mm.
That is absolutely cool. They've got chairs, you know, like easy chairs or soft chairs and a couple couches. So 8 people can rent this. I mean, you can rent it for the evening and, everybody gets a ticket and you get 2 pizzas and I think it's all the hot chocolate you can drink.
Oh, nice.
Like yeah.
Well, you know, that would be a
pretty
nice
cool.
evening.
We got 2 of those. Yeah. One of them's got a fireplace in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
A little electric fireplace.
Fun stuff to do. You know, there's always so much going on in Shasta County, especially this time of year.
Oh, my gosh.
You just need to check your calendar because there's a Christmas tree lighting or a parade or something going on in a different community. Just practically every weekend and, you know, just it's.
Something's going on.
There is
parades and all that. Hey, for all you Oakland, athletics fans and you like to go down there during the summer and watch baseball, better enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball owners just unanimously approved the Oakland Athletics moving to Las Vegas. Now, wasn't there an, football
another team?
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't there like the Oakland Raiders? They just moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah. What, you know, I cannot, I was listening to that on the way in this morning and I thought, well, where is the mindset of the people that are in charge, specifically, let's say in Oakland, of allowing all of those money producing venues to just walk? They won't deal with them. They won't build stadiums for them. They won't.
Well, that's it. They don't, I mean, Oakland says, refused to build this multi hundreds of millions of dollar stadiums for them to expand.
I get that, but that's a lot of money going. You know how much money that brings into a community when you have a major league football game or national league baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, goodness.
No, I understand that.
I just don't understand.
Also, the taxpayers would pay for this.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much, and then the ball players are all getting big sums of money.
And
the owners, aren't losing money. So now, why did they let them move?
I don't know.
It's because they said, well, look, we got an old stadium. They won't help us build the new one. And so, but Las Vegas will. And what it means ultimately is more money into the pockets of the baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. And it gets down to it is money. It makes the owners richer. The players get more money. Fans get screwed. And Major League Baseball, you know, the whole thing, you know, because they all have to pay in, I guess, in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
They get richer.
That's right. They don't make decisions based on anything other than their pocketbook, basically. And
that's
the
kind
fans,
of
fans, unfortunately, are no longer, as the citizens, are no longer a part of the equation in decision-making.
I haven't gone to a professional. I did go to a hockey match in Las Vegas, the Golden Knights. Because friends of ours here, when Ted and I were there shooting one time, had tickets, season tickets, because their business had season tickets. They were great tickets. It was during COVID. So you had to keep a mask on unless you were eating something. So we each bought a bag of popcorn. Popcorn.
Of course.
Pulled the mask down and, you know, and
one piece at a
time. Nobody hassled you there anyway. Exactly. But it was a, I think those tickets, you know, because they weren't box seats at all. They were, but they were close in and right where you had good view. I think those are several hundred dollars a piece.
Yeah.
That the, this business had bought.
Last time that I went to a professional sports game, was the Raiders, in Oakland. On New Year, Christmas Eve, and they weren't great seats, but they, I think, were. I think I paid $150 a piece.
Yeah.
For the tickets, and they were okay seats.
Yeah.
But certainly not, you know.
Yeah, they were $150. You'd expect to be able to see them pick their nose.
Well, no, and then but and then on top of that, the other thing that when you go to those games, I mean, beer is $20.
Oh my gosh, somebody said they bought a hot dog and a beer and it was like $30.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like, you're kidding.
Yeah, yeah. No, beer, yeah. $20.
Well.
Plus whatever the hot dog and blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah. It was $100 for the three of us for, you know, like a glass of wine.
They're quickly
and
becoming like Disneyland.
Or, Disneyland.
The cost.
Yeah, you know, the cost.
But... Hey, we have to take a break here.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated. It's got a local board of directors. What can I say? Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one in Anderson. They do great business. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. And we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner. The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, Thursdays, Trish. Hey, this portion of the show, Trish, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Getting ready to have a huge sale in December, right before Christmas.
Oh, and I was
20%
off. I was in just yesterday, kind of perusing some things and the beautiful stuff available. And all kinds of lovely turquoise jewelry. If you like turquoise and the Indian stuff and wow,
oh, yeah.
It's just beautiful, beautiful stuff. All kinds of stones and they'll make you, if you have a special idea, if you've got the stones or what have you, you can have something made. It's
special.
It's like a candy store. It really is. It's a beautiful place. And
the only full service jewelry store in Redding at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dale, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Dale. Doing good.
Well, I just had some thoughts. You guys were, you know, talking about how Oakland could be so stupid to let that kind of revenue, because we all have friends and family that travel down there all the time for games, spend tons of money while they're down there. And it kind of brings me back to here. Why would we not support a venue that brings Reading $8 to $10 million a year with the Reading Rodeo?
There
Why would
you
not give them a long-term lease so they could make their facility better? And unlike Oakland, they were wanting money from the city. The Reading Rodeo doesn't ask for a dime from the city.
Not one. Yep, they've never taken a cent from the city for everything, you know, for all they've done.
Yeah. But they bring us so much money in revenue and notoriety and, you know, in the rodeo community.
Well, it's one of the they were one of the first 16 rodeo associations that was recognized or entered into the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Hall of Fame. So,
yeah,
I mean, the thing about it is that you know, there's things in the air and things, you know, some unrest, but that with that extension, it gives, you know, gives some breathing room there. Yeah.
You guys can't spend $10 million on improvements only to have three more rodeos.
Yeah. No, that's true. And that's the big thing. We could get grants. We could get much larger grants and all this.
Exactly.
We had more time.
Well,
but here's the thing is, here's the difference between Oakland and Reading. One of the differences is the vast majority of the people here want to, in Redding and Shasta County, Anderson, want to keep the rodeo there. And they're going to, you know, if they try to move it, there's going to be a lot of unrest. You know, so I think you've got that. The only thing we in the Redding Rodeo Association want to do is just continue having great rodeos.
Well, and there's so many other venues that could happen at, I mean, so many other things that could happen at that venue if some improvements were made to the grandstands.
And you know what? We could have the, you know, when you have anything that involves horses, you need parking. Mm-hmm. And there's the problem.
Lots of parking, because you've got, you could have the cutting competition. You could have all kinds of things there if you, but you've got to have room for big rigs and RVs.
And everybody's saying, well, look at that huge parking lot you've got out there. But the problem is it's all concrete and asphalt. There's the problem. You got to have dirt. So, yeah.
Well, and if you were having a competition like that, you don't have access to that parking lot like 4 days in a row, all day, every day.
Yeah, that's true.
And
anyway,
you'd have to have it if you had the
there's, you know, to me, and this is just me, Dave, and I know you support the rodeo and appreciate you being out there the other night, was if we could have a, you know, you want to have a venue down there that you can have multiple events in. Mm-hmm. I look at Thomas and Mack Arena in Las Vegas. They have the National Finals Rodeo there, but you can also seat like 30,000 people.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's, but we in the Rodeo Association, we're just going to continue to move forward, continue to make it better every year, new things there. We're doing ADA compliance so everybody can, you know, there's no problem getting everybody in. We're going to expand here, expand there. I don't mean the footprint, but just inside.
Inside. And bring things better up. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dale.
Thanks. You guys have a great rest of your day.
You too, buddy. Kevin Cry is in the paper again.
Bless his heart.
Headline, did Shasta supervisor cry violate woman's First Amendment rights? So the first thing I'm thinking of is during the meeting, he just says, shut the F up, you know, something like that. Now, he's never said that or things like that. That would, you know, there's been many times that I've been sitting there watching this on video because I do not go down there. I refuse to walk into the beaten zone of an ambush. And you think, wow. And it's not just a woman, there's guys, of course, too. Anyway, but this goes into his Facebook page. And I think it's Vote Kevin Cry, which is, you know.
Campaign, political campaign.
Well, what happened is they are looking into the issue whether it's legal for a public official to block a county employee from their Facebook page. And this lady, Brandy Mello, who works for the county public health department, said Cry blocked her from his Facebook account after she posted remarks questioning statements he made on the social media site. Now, Vote Kevin Cry, and you're saying, well, that sounds kind of like a personal type. Well, as soon as you put public, you know, things that he's doing in at the county supervisor's meeting.
Functions that you're having as an elected official.
Things like that. Yeah. And you think, well, this is kind of weird. The Supreme Court is looking at this. The United States Supreme Court, because there's so many of these things happening, because everybody's got an account and people are commenting on them, and then the people that have the account are just blocking them. They're saying, wait a minute, you've taken away my First Amendment rights to comment on things you're saying that's public record. Now, I am not a judge, and I think if it's your personal, I block people, but I'm not an elected official. I think I can do that. This one's going to court.
Yeah, and
make not this one, not Cry. No, but
it's being heard at the
It said here, legal director of the First Amendment Coalition said whether public officials can block people from commenting on their accounts has constitutional implications. You put your finger on a very hot legal issue right now. The exact kind of issue was just argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. The issue turns on whether a public official uses a social media account for work-related purposes or if it is a personal private account. There's what it is.
And so they've had testimony at the Supreme Court, but they haven't made a decision.
They haven't done. Nope. If an official uses the account to disseminate information about a public agency, the social media page could be, because they're still listening, considered a public forum, and under the First Amendment, they can't block people from participating. The threshold question is, was there a state action or government action? And it's a hot issue right now. And it's not limited to Shasta County and, you know, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
So, isn't that interesting?
Well, I just, he can't get out of his own way. No matter what he does, he's.
Well, he also wanted to check with, according to the story, he also wanted to check to see, hey, is she making these Facebook posts on government time? Which to me is a very, that's a legitimate concern. You know what? You're making all these, you know, these
two-way street.
Yeah.
What time of day are you doing these posts?
Aren't you supposed to be at work?
Right. Yeah. And are you using government equipment? Are you using your own personal or are you on your
phone? But if you're using government equipment during government time to make comments, you know, on Facebook, wrongo. My people can't use our computers here for their personal business. They can't come in here and print out 20 pages for their homework.
Yeah.
No. Every so often we have to remind people of that. But, I mean, it's not like it's a huge problem. And then on my Facebook page, you know, KCNR, my personal one, you know, I have people I just block just arbitrarily.
I put some statements out on my Facebook page from time to time. Most of the time it's not political stuff, but there are some stuff.
Sure.
And I don't put them out there to have a discussion with you. And what
you're
bothers
making
me,
statements.
I'm
you're
making a statement. Statement. I'm yeah, making a statement. This is my opinion. If you disagree, delete it. Don't get into an argument with somebody else on my page because then I'll block you both. Because what happens is you put something out and then somebody disagrees, somebody agrees, and they go on for 4 days and it's all on your column. That's when I get
undone. We have to wrap this and Stone will get to you after the break, but, last night there was a comedian on and he talked about social media. People that don't know him are saying horrible things to him. And he says, do you think, he says, oh, great. Now I'm going to say, he said, nobody's going to get more horrible than I am. And this, he tells this story about being on an airplane. And this woman who wasn't on the airplane, doesn't know him or anything. Just, you are a little B-I-C, you know, biatch. And he goes, oh. He looks at her photo and goes back at her on size. He says, and then she immediately became the victim. Well, wait a minute. You jumped into my, you know, Twitter feed. You're saying these things about me and now you're a victim? I don't think so. Well, the whole audience is just, he's saying it a lot funnier, of course.
Yeah.
And the whole audience is just coming apart laughing because you've seen it. People, you know, and then you go back at them, and then all of a sudden you're the bad guy because they said something horrible to you.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Nobody, the people that would come up to your face and say something like they say on Facebook is probably less than 0.0001.
Exactly.
Gosh. Okay, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages, and we'll get to Rich as soon as we get back.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott today, the 16th of November, 7:35 in the morning. And, yeah, we'll get some rain today. It's already kind of rained during the evening, but, you know, we should get some more light rains. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions under one roof, started by Judy Maxwell back in 1993. She's been helping veterans, families, seniors, and business owners since the day they opened. If you're looking for, you know, you've got insurance questions, and many, many, many people have, give Judy a call. How about your retirement plans, your 401s with inflation and the economy being kind of strange? Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation, 530-221-0441. Let's go to the phone. Stone, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a little upset, Carl, with this Damon Author story. Would you like to know why? Are you curious?
Which Damon Arthur story?
The Redding story about Kevin Cry you were talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
They're so one-sided and biased. It is unbelievable.
And that surprises you why?
Well, I just want to remind people, because unfortunately too many of our fellow citizens have a very short memory span, and that's very unfortunate. But I want to remind people, all of our local news, they have my two stories where Kathy Allen refused me a poll worker application because of my political activities, a blatant violation on many levels, state and federal. And none of the local news even returns my emails to cover the story. They have my story on Sheriff Basenko, former sheriff, violating my rights. Sheriff Johnson still has that felony complaint sitting on his desk to this day. I have turned in all the evidence. I'm a former military policeman. The evidence is turned in.
It is a rock. Both cases are rock solid. I have the evidence. None of the local news will return my calls and emails to cover my two stories on a government official acting questionably, let's say. But they will immediately cover Kevin Cry because their goal, Damon's goal, is to help the Democrats in this county oust Kevin Cry from his seat. I'm still waiting for my invitation from you, Carl, to get onto your show and cover these very two stories, and I will bring the evidence with me. And, you know, if the news was fair all across the board and covered the government in its good and bad, yes, government is bad, they're people, they're flawed, we would have a much better country if we had a fair press. And well, that's my point today.
And Stone, here's the thing. We don't have news. We have opinion pages. It's all opinion. We've gone way beyond the whole from the federal level all the way down in our news coverage. We don't get news. We get opinions.
There's correct. It's a little bit of news and the majority opinion. Yes, I agree with you. However, it's still one-sided for the most part. The only shows we have in this county that are not afraid to cover the government is there's a Saturday morning show on another station, and Carl, you've got some very good shows on Sunday morning on your station. They're not afraid to cover both sides of the story, but the vast majority of the remainder of our local press, forget it. But anyways, I'm upset. I'm just upset because it's just so bad to see the press continue to be so obviously one-sided.
Absolutely.
Anyways, I appreciate the time today.
Okay.
Concur.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know what? You don't see a lot of other type stories in there. And one of the things he's talking about is Gallardo applied to be a poll worker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's according to him, that the Kathy Darlin Allen turned him down because of his political activities. I'm not sure you can do that.
Well, I'm pretty sure she can't.
Just because of your political act. I mean, why would a poll worker, most poll observers or poll workers come in, why wouldn't they, they're all obviously politically motivated.
Or they wouldn't be interested in the election at all. And certainly that shouldn't be a criteria which side of the coin you're on. Unfortunately, we used to at least have Fox News, and we don't even have Fox now because since the big guy is no longer in charge of that. There's a couple of shows that, in fact, are very conservative, but the majority of the news that comes out of there is fair and balanced, and they go so far out of their way to keep it fair and balanced that they don't present a conservative side at all. And it's the only balance we had to counteract the other 17 stations.
Yeah. Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. I wanted to cover something hitchhiking on what Richard had to say, and that is there's the article about the closing the continuum of care. No, that's not it. The Opportunity Center,
yes.
Just underneath that article that Rich was referring to, and this is subliminally blindsiding Kevin Cry again. Everybody's got a tender heart for the Opportunity Center, and so do I. But the fact of the matter is the reason it closed is because the expenses would exceed its revenue by more than $1 million. And main reason it went over its budget so far is mismanagement due to poor financial insight, along with minimum wage increases, rising costs for staff salaries, and fewer referrals during the COVID pandemic. And this was voted on unanimously. But this is just subliminally another article hitchhiking to make Kevin look bad.
Well, you know, the other thing about that, too, is they said the other counties were not paying their full share of what they should
be. No, you're talking about the continuum of care.
You're talking about
continuum of care.
This is the Opportunity Center.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I'm glad you brought that up, Carl, because the fact of the matter is when they started the recall, the reason they wanted to recall him is because voting to get rid of the Dominion machines was going to cost us multiple millions of dollars, when in fact it's saving us $200,000 a year. Would you like me to explain to you how real quick?
No. Thanks a lot, Nick, for your phone call.
Carl,
thanks a lot
me.
For your phone call, Nick. Talk about it on your show Sunday. Okay. He's already told me.
The facts are there. And that's, you know, all of the points that Nick just made are valid points.
Because
every one of them. And bottom line, Kevin Cry can't do anything by himself. When you're a county supervisor, you have to learn to count to three. So anything that has been accomplished during Kevin's very short term in office has been accomplished with at least two other people joining in.
Yeah. And in some cases more. Right.
So, while they focus totally on what Kevin has done and Kevin has done, I bet Kevin would love to have that kind of authority and power. I can guarantee you that as an elected official, you just can't do anything basically by yourself. You need
no,
two other
it takes
people
three.
To agree
and,
with
and
you.
Just look at the city council.
That you've got to
look
learn
at
to
the
count
city
to
council.
Three.
Learn to count to three.
Yeah.
And they have a stranglehold on the city council.
And yet
people don't.
Not talking about that on every day.
They're not. Yeah. You're not hearing that, and they're talking about so many people are leaving from Shasta County. You know, from working in Shasta County. Look at the city; they've had every major head of a department leave, almost every, within the last year. And then you got and they're retiring now. 1, 2, 3, just like that.
You know, but
the only one that hasn't left is Barry.
Well, and I will tell you that a lot of that is flowing from the very top of the state, because we've got the same thing going on in Anderson. You know, the city manager retired, the assistant city manager retired, this person retired.
Well, you know why. They've maxed out.
Well, exactly.
They've maxed out on their jobs, and instead of staying and doing the job and getting paid, you know, because they're essentially, in their mind, they're working for free.
Well, there you
because
go.
Because they can get the same pay retired.
There you go.
There's something wrong there.
Well, yeah. And that was my point about the fact that this is based on the retirement system in the state of California.
Yeah, yeah.
You reach a point, and too young, in a lot of instances, they reach a point where they can make the same amount of money staying home as they are going to work and wiping up the frustration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them then go on and do something else.
When they retire, they get the full enchilada, yeah. Plus medical,
yeah,
and all that. And if they don't have to do another thing. Now, they're all young enough, and there's the thing. They're all young enough to go out and do something else.
Exactly.
And most of them do.
Well, try sitting around 24/7. You can't do that.
Okay, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hell is for children.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt.
All that energy so early in the morning, yeah, Carl,
you
I'm
know
impressed.
What? Gray Slick. Did any boy or man back when Jefferson Airplane was running at its height not have a crush on Gray Slick? Yeah. Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think I have, you know.
Well, hey, this portion of the show. You remember them how they were.
Yes, of course.
That's the beauty of why they can still tour and
bring in 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 people.
Well, exactly, because you still remember. I mean, the Beach Boys or the Jefferson Airplane.
There's one Beach Boy left, maybe.
Whatever, but you still see, and it brings you back to the days when you loved that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Memories.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's
doesn't matter that they're old and you are too.
Yeah, well, you know, they haven't, you know, these bands haven't had a song charted in 20, 25 years and still. Well, yeah. And it's nostalgia.
Love it.
This portion of the show, speaking of, it's not nostalgia, but somebody does a great job. It's NorCal Tractor and Equipment in Anderson. For all your Kubota needs, small tractors, large tractors, skid steers, backhoes, side-by-sides, they have it all. And you do it all. They do it local. That's right. They've got it all there. A young couple had a place in Redding and then built this new facility down
in Anderson
at 2540 Gateway Drive. Great people. Really, really help out our community in so many ways. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You can call them at 530-221-6800. Okay. What were we talking? Oh.
I've forgotten what we left.
I talked to somebody the other day. I think I talked about it. It's a friend of mine. Cannot say the name Trump. Cannot bring herself to say the name Trump.
Oh, gee, I can't imagine who that is.
Oh, no. You don't know. You don't know her.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to get into any type of political argument. I said, well, I may have been the one that started it, in fact, by saying, I can't believe the two people that are going to be running for president of the United States One of them has been indicted and will be going to trial up until the inauguration day, if he wins. And the other one's not sure what inauguration day is. And the polarization of this.
Yeah.
And then you had Mayorkas being brought up for impeachment. You had 8 Republicans, including 2 Californians, vote against it. But their reasoning is didn't come from the Judicial Committee. And I would, I would support it if it came from the Judicial Committee, but there's more, because it didn't say that anything was going to happen.
Well, and that's exactly the problem with these impeachments. When you've got a divided House like that, you go through the process of impeaching them, as they did with President Trump twice. It has really no impact or effect.
It has none.
Because it's not going any further than the House.
They're never going to get 2/3. I mean,
it's not going to go through the Senate. It just isn't going to happen.
Yeah, they're never going to get 2/3 in the Senate. That's why they made impeachment tough.
It's dead. Whatever you.
So what you're doing is you're taking, however, you like putting people through impeachment. We'll put your people through impeachment and see how much you like it. But see,
But the press coverage, Carl, back to what we were talking about. Yeah. It doesn't matter, because the way they played it up when they impeached Trump and all of the press, you'd have thought, that was it. It was the worst thing that ever happened. And if they had done Mayorkas, it had been a footnote on page 12 one time, and that would have been it. So what difference does it make what we do at this point? Because it's not going to be reported accurately. You're not going to get the real story or the facts. You're going to get the opinion of the press.
And it's amazing how hard it's been for the press to finally start admitting. Well, Hamas, they're not good guys. And the New York Times had to issue an apology, and CNN issued an apology. And then there's this one over in England, one of their big papers, how they had used as fact reports from within Hamas about what was happening, after the attack, and Israelis were striking back. They were using Hamas press releases in the New York Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, how can you do that? And now the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses.
That to me,
be the worst.
The big donors, the money people behind these large universities are saying, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, they're pulling back.
We're pulling back and saying, no. This, you can't have the campuses, what's going on in these campuses, and we're pulling our money out if you're going to do this.
If this was a person of color that they were doing these things to, the place would go berserko. The students would be kicked out of college and all that. But because they're Jewish, that somehow makes it different. I'm not sure. What if they had reversed it and people were surrounding Muslim kids on campus?
There you go.
Well, there have been Islamic homophobic type of reactions too. But it's when you get thousands marching in a United States to support Hamas.
But you look at the population, and that's the part of this that, when you start looking at the land masses of all of these places and then just the sheer numbers of how few Jewish people there are in comparison to the rest of the world, and the small piece of land that they claim as Israel, how can you possibly compare anything that you're doing to any other population? I mean, I don't know the numbers. I don't try to quote numbers, but there's so few Jewish people in comparison to every other nationality or race or religion that you can come up with.
Yep.
There's just no comparison. And yet somehow they must be obliterated. I mean,
which is what Hamas and Iran and Hezbollah want.
If Israel just said, okay, we're going to stop fighting right now, what would happen? Israel would be wiped out. If Hamas said, we're going to quit, and all of the Arab countries, and they all said, okay, we're going to go for peace, we'd have peace, and it would just continue. Why can't people see that? because Israel would go along with the peace in a heartbeat. Hamas will not. Israel can't quit. They give up, they'll wipe them out.
Oh, no, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
It's a simple bottom line.
And if we were, and if United States, say the United States, or say we lived in California, which we do, but it was separate. In Oregon, Nevada, Arizona was against us. Let's make it, if you lived in Nevada, in California, Utah, Oregon, Arizona, Colorado, was your enemies, and you had to be on the high alert. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, exactly.
And then what are you going to do to protect yourself? Most anything.
Most anything. And I'm going to go back and throw in, because you do realize that when Donald Trump was president, we came as close to having peace in that section, but closer than we've ever come. And he had agreements. They were so close to solving that whole issue,
well,
and now it's gone.
We'll see. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Suzanne Barrymore is our guest, and she's running for District 2. District 2 supervisor.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Medical Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The House Ethics Panel says it has found substantial evidence of lawbreaking by New York Republican Congressman George Santos and has referred its findings to the Department of Justice. It has to do with the handling of campaign finances, Santos insisting that he has done nothing wrong. Seems that many Biden backers will be voting against Donald Trump rather than for Joe Biden.
The findings of a new Reuters-Ipsos poll point to voter unhappiness with a likely Biden versus Trump rematch in 2024. In fact, Americans inclined to vote for Mr. Biden next November say their primary motivation is stopping Trump. About half of Biden supporters in the poll described their vote as being against Trump and his policies, compared to just 38% who said they would be voting to support President Biden and his policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government will be able to keep borrowing and spending right into the new year now that the Senate has approved a stopgap bill previously passed by the House. President Biden is expected to sign the bill. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says absolutely he would consider a run for president in 2024.
Manchin opened speculation about a possible White House bid when he announced last week he would not seek another term in the Senate. When asked by NBC whether he would consider a presidential run, Manchin said absolutely. He also said, quote, every American should consider it if they're in a position to help save the country. Manchin says it all depends on Americans' desire for a middle-of-the-road candidate. He says he's scared to death of another term for Donald Trump, but also that Democrats have pushed President Biden too far to the left. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Six U.S. Capitol police officers injured during a violent anti-Israel protest yesterday on Capitol Hill. Wall Street, the Dow down 100 points, the Nasdaq is off 49 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Being described as the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in the U.S.
Federal authorities in New York say they've seized more than $1 billion worth of fake handbags, shoes, and other luxury goods. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says two people have been charged with trafficking the knockoffs from a New York City storage unit and from other locations from January through October. Photos released by prosecutors show shelves stacked with counterfeit handbags and wallets in one location and handbags hanging from hooks from the floor to the ceiling at another. The two men charged could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Donna Warder.
Residents say Israeli forces have been dropping leaflets warning Palestinians to flee parts of southern Gaza. It's in keeping with Israel's policy of warning civilians to evacuate areas before the military goes in. News and analysis at townhall.com. New York State suing a major soft drink and snack food manufacturer.
The lawsuit accuses PepsiCo of polluting the environment and endangering public health after its plastics were found along the Buffalo River. The lawsuit aims to require PepsiCo and its subsidiaries, Frito-Lay and Frito-Lay North America, to clean up the mess, which includes food wrappers and plastic bottles. It says the plastics are contaminating the drinking water supply for the city of Buffalo. The lawsuit says PepsiCo is the largest contributor of plastic waste contaminating the Buffalo River. A 2022 survey by the Office of the Attorney General shows PepsiCo produced 17% of the identifiable waste. PepsiCo has not commented. I'm Mike Hempen.
Americans curbed their retail spending in October for the first time in 7 months. Retail sales slid 0.1% from the month before, a smaller decline than many experts had been expecting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark on Thursdays, and Carl Bott. I'm just kind of her wingman. You know, it's Trisha's show. Today, the 16th of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there at the helm, and I already talked about the beautiful, beautiful, how do you describe that? What's the name of that thing you make?
I was thinking, I'm still deciding about the name of brand company, like a snack
bouquet. But what do you call that?
Snack bouquet.
A snack bouquet. Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
And she brought one in yesterday, and it was just, first of all, she makes everything. And the, whatever that confection on the strawberries was, wow. And then she makes dates with blue cheese and something else on it. Wow. And then there's a bouquet in there and a little bottle of wine or something.
Wow.
So,
you keep talking about this, but there's none to share.
Yeah. Well, went through here like locust.
But I wasn't here yesterday.
Well, I know. And she can make them any size you want, but, you know, smaller ones and things. But so, Sonny, what you need to do is, give us a call right after the show and you can talk to Christina at 605-4565. So, okay.
And it's 53 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a chance of showers this morning and then mostly sunny in the afternoon and a high of 65. Tonight, partly cloudy, foggy, a low of 52. And on Friday, a chance of showers, a high of 70. Friday night, showers likely in patchy fog, a low of 53 degrees. And on Saturday, showers likely in patchy fog. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high of 60 on Saturday and a low of 49. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 67. Sunday night, 48. Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 71 and a low of 45. And then kind of hanging out in the 70s and high 60s for the rest of the week and kind of rain off and on. But I like that rain at night and then sunshine during the day. That makes it great for, I mean, great fall. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
Nice Anderson business. Love having
great
all those
people,
great
better known business, absolutely. All this. Yep. Chuck Kinney and the Kinney family.
They're delightful people.
You know what? And they do so much for the community.
Yes, they do.
He, in fact, fed all of the employees at the VA clinic.
Is that right?
He brought out a food truck because he says, you know, they do so much for our veterans. Mm-hmm. And he goes there. I go there. And he brought out a food truck and fed all the employees
at the Veterans
Clinic. The Veterans Clinic.
Which is across the street
from the Veterans Home.
The Veterans Home out on Knighton Road.
Knighton Road. Okay. We're here with Suzanne Barrymore, who just threw her hat or stepped into the Ring of Fire. She's running for Board of Supervisors, District 2. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know what? Everybody that's running is invited to come here, you know, 2-3 times before, you know, and it's before March because that's when the primaries are. And if you get 50 plus one, there's no general election.
No, that's it. So Suzanne, because everyone is questioning, District 2's lines have been redefined. From what it was before, and there's still a lot of confusion about who is in District 2 and exactly what portion of the county does District 2 now take in.
You're absolutely correct on that, Trish. When I was volunteering for the recall this last year, we learned a lot about just how much the lines had moved between District 2 and District 1.
And District 5.
Yes, also, and 4. There were lots of changes made everywhere. So District 2 currently, as redistricting has done for us, is West Reading area, South Reading area. It almost touches down to Airport Road at one point, and then out to the west to Igo, Old Shasta to the north, and
it comes down to Market Street, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right along Placer, because I went from 1st District that I've been in 15 years, and now I am in 2nd District.
Yeah, the line is just past Benton Airport, I believe, is right about.
Well, I think it comes down.
It comes down to Placer.
Market.
Because he lives on.
I live on Placer and Chestnut, and we're included in that now.
In District 1?
District 2.
No, District 2. Okay. No, I was in District 1, but now I'm in District 2.
Yeah, there's
a... Which was a kind of a surprise because I didn't know that until somebody said, you're in District 2. I said, no, I'm not. Well, I said, I know what district I'm in.
And Happy Valley has historically been in District 2.
Thank you, Mr. Modi, for that.
And most everybody still thinks they are in District 2. Well, and I have to remind them, no, you're now in District 5. And no longer in District 2.
I'm with Igo and
really?
I'm with Igo and Ono and all that stuff out there now.
Very
confusing. Okay. So you've got a varied audience out there.
Some of which don't even know that you're going to be their county supervisor if elected.
Okay. Who is Suzanne Barrymore?
Well, I am a nearly lifelong Shasta County resident. My parents moved us here from Southern California back in 1977. I have benefited from a great Shasta County education. I grew up in a rural area. We didn't always have running water or electricity. It was pretty old school back in the day. And then I've spent most of my adult life working in one way or another in community advocacy, primarily in dealing with issues for rural counties. Currently now I am working as a field rep for the California School Boards Association, where I work primarily with small and very small school districts, all the way from the Oregon border down almost to Sacramento, the 14 northeastern counties. So, and as we know, in Northern California, our issues are almost always different than they are in the rest of the state. Small schools, when you only have 100 students, just look very different than LA Unified does or Palo Alto schools or wherever in the more urban areas. Additionally, in my work history, I have been a county employee. I've worked for municipal government and have really been a fan, if you will, of county government since Trish was running. I talked about this on Monday in my campaign launch speech about one of the things I feel like our current local government is missing is a sense of teamwork and a sense of being able to responsibly and maturely disagree with people. I know when we were both much younger, Trish.
Yes, we were.
like when you and Francie Sullivan and the late Molly Wilson were all on the board, you guys did not always agree on things, but you always strove to work together to get the job done because county's more important than petty politics or whatever else is going on.
There's certain times, and you're absolutely right. When the three of us were on the board, there was this speculation that there was going to be a 3-2 vote continually, and that simply didn't prove to be true. And the because the 3-2 was quite often not the ones everybody had predicted it was going to be. Number one, most of our votes turned out to be a 5-0, and the difference was once the decision was made, you agreed to disagreed, and you went forward with the vote of the unanimous vote or of the ruling part of it. So if there was a 3-2 vote made, you didn't spend the rest year arguing about who had voted for what and why it was wrong. The decision was made, and you moved on and incorporated it. And that's what we don't seem to be able to do either at the local level or at the state or federal level anymore.
I 100% agree with that, Trish. One of the things that I do with my role at CSBA is that we are working with school districts to promote stable governance, have good policies in place, have that teamwork approach. Once you've hashed everything out, it is the board's decision whether you were a majority vote to that decision or a minority vote to that decision. And that has started to cost a lot of local boards and entities good policy. It's cost the communities in terms of just being unified with one another. I mean, we can't even sit in the same coffee shop sometimes now. It's gotten so bad.
We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Suzanne Barrymore, running for District 2 supervisor position. I think there's two people now that are running for that district. One for the – which one is Mary Rickards? I should know that. Which
district 4.
There's one running for District 4 that I know of.
She's District 3. She's District
3. Okay.
District 4 is Patrick Jones.
Because Mary's not going to run again. And so there's one running there. We don't know what's going to happen with the first district yet. There's two people running for in Jones's district. So there's going to be turnover, possibly changes. Well, there's for sure change in the second district. For sure, and in Mary's district.
Well, because point out that in all of that line adjusting, which we don't even want to get into how that all happened because that was a bag of worms. But what happened is they literally moved the current supervisor from that district out of his district by realigning.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, if your insurance company is dragging their feet, if the timing or something is wrong, you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Tell him what's going on. He'll give you some really great advice. He's an expert on workers' compensation. A veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school, worked for the insurance companies a couple years and said, no, this isn't my dish. And now has the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento because he does a great job. He takes care of the people that come to him. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back with Suzanne Barrymore.
No grave gonna hold you now. Yesterday done came and gone. Ain't it time to bury them?
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, car, truck, or bike. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available.
We have a great opportunity here for people because we have Suzanne Barrymore here who's running for District 2. This election that's coming up is catching everybody a little
days.
By surprise because we're all thinking June, which is when the primary used to be. The primary is in March. So the time for the candidates who might be wanting to run for the three seats that are up, which is District 2, 3, and 4.
And maybe one.
Well, and one, but...
But when there's no election, it's just on the recall.
And then
that election would happen in November.
Would happen in November, exactly. So there's three seats that are up and for people, available right now for people to take out their papers. But there's a time limit on that. So anybody who's thinking about running for any of these seats at this point needs to get their act together because there's a process to qualify for the ballot. And you must have that done either by December 5th if the incumbent is running. If the incumbent doesn't run, then you're looking at December 13th.
Yeah, I think it's the 8th and 13th. Coming right up.
If you're thinking about this in any of these three districts.
I think about it for about a second.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway. Hey, okay, we're here with Suzanne Barrymore, who's running for District 2. Suzanne, the acrimony that's in the Board of Supervisors chambers, it's the audience has changed dramatically since COVID.
Agreed.
The comments from the audience come from a variety of opinions. Some are rude, some are worse than rude, some are others, but others are there. Would you agree with that? It's all sides.
Oh, the type of commenting has definitely changed. We talk about this at the school board level as well as at the county level, that there used to be a time when these kinds of local meetings were boring. They were just routine, taking care of the business of the county or a school district. And now they've become, there's a lot of what I call performative outrage going on in public comment. And it's not helpful to the board in putting forward good policy and doing the work of the county. Oftentimes, and I know Patrick Jones has tried to try and establish a little bit of decorum, but he's not very consistent in how he applies it. And some people get up and talk about things that are simply not under the purview of the County Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, but that's still an open comment session, right?
But it has to be under the purview of the board.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't go in there and start yelling at them about something that's happening in Russia, for heaven's sakes. It's not under the purview of the board. And comments within the board structure during open time should be confined to something the board has something to say about, can do about.
Or they can act on it.
It has to be under their purview. Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
Supposed to be under the – and it's on both sides. It's on whichever side of that ball you're on. They're all out of line. Whether you're sitting on the dais or you're sitting in the audience and you favor one side or the other, they just need to get back to respect and doing the responsible, relevant thing.
If you were elected, how do you change that? I mean, there. It's established. It's performance art.
You're 100% right there.
And I want to throw in that it didn't start with this board. This started under the last board when Modi and name just went right out of my mind. Was he the other gentleman that was chairman of the board?
Les Baugh.
Joe
Comente.
Joe Comente.
Yeah.
He is the. I'm sorry, Joe. I like you a lot, but you're the one that lost control of this meeting structure, and that's where it started.
So
how do you change that?
Well, there's definitely been an evolution in how our board meetings are conducted, for sure. I believe one of the first things that needs to happen is that this board, in whatever configuration it's in January of 2025, needs to
2024.
Well, by 20, the time,
oh yeah, 2025.
By the time,
oh yeah, that's right.
Seated.
Oh my God, it's already, we're talking 2025.
One of the first things that needs to happen is that. I think the board needs to be reeducated about good boardsmanship. And there's plenty of ways to do that. You can have consultants come in. We could probably get our county council to put together trainings for something like that. But start with that. The board is five individuals, but they are tasked with working as a singular unit, as that board of supervisors. I think that's going to go a long way. Another thing is, and this is, I realize this is a kind of nuanced distinction, but the Board of Supervisors meetings are not public meetings. They are government meetings held in front of the public, and there's a difference there. So some of what we see in terms of these, you know, free-for-all kind of comments and discussions going on in the board chambers in general are a little far-flung from what's supposed to be happening. So that's what we kind of need to move back to, is a board that is actually doing the people's work.
When they you have the public comment period, people have an opportunity to state their views. Once it's returned to the board, the audience is out of it. You can't have a part of the discussion. From now, it's the five people up there who can discuss and make the decisions. The people in the audience mute. Shut up. You can't say anything else. No matter how bad you want to.
You're done.
You know, to me, when you have board meetings that go 8, 9, 10 hours, that's ridiculous. I mean, it just is. Yeah. You know, I see, you know, the city council says, okay, the first 30 minutes, open, and then after that, we have to do the work of the city. I see no problem with doing something like that. And they said, well, you still got a right to say anything you want. It's just after business is conducted, which takes like an hour, really. I mean, for the rest, you know, whatever it is on the county, whatever the voting, all that doesn't take more than an hour, and then turn it loose again. Give everybody a break for a few minutes. Charge $5 admission. I could sell popcorn because hey, where else are you going to get 10 hours of free entertainment?
Yeah.
Okay, Suzanne. So you, the Dominion voting machines. Would you have supported that?
Would I have supported removing the voting machines without another plan in place? No.
Okay. Do you think that, you know, then, and it's a moot point now, but hand counting. We've hand counted for so many centuries and decades. Why do you think that was opposed so much?
Well, I think it was opposed because one of the things that's happened with this discussion about voting, especially here locally, is that it has been forced into this either or proposition that either it's hand counting or it's machine counting, when what we actually have and have had for years is really a kind of beautiful marriage of the two. We use machine counting because it's fast and accurate, and we use humans to double check it. And one of the things people seem to have lost sight of in all of this is that there are an incredible amount of cross checks and double checks at every step of the process. I was just in the elections office, was it yesterday or the day before, whenever they did the post-lat tests, and I was the only person there watching, by the way. And there were three people that were doing those post-lat tests. There were two people confirming the work that was being done and a supervisor that was overseeing it. We have one of the best, most renowned elections officials in the country working here. And we should lean on her expertise and her experience in this process. What the board did was complete overreach in terms of getting up in the middle of actual elections details.
Well, the election, the supervisors thought that there was sufficient evidence that voting machines could be hacked. We had a guy on.
Well, there is a school of thought that some of us agree with, that in fact the elections have not all been accurate, and whether it's here or wherever, certainly those machines can and have been hacked all over the world.
That's the logical fallacy that there's always going to be 100% accuracy in anything, whether you're driving down the street or fixing supper or counting elections. And what we do know is that the claims of election fraud have not stood up to the rule of law. They have not stood up in the courts.
I would argue that most of those claims have not been tried in a court. They have been dismissed prior to the time it's actually gone to a court hearing, 90% of the time, 99% of the time.
Well, anyway, we got to take a break, and that decision's been made. Let's go. I want to talk about things you'd like to accomplish if you were elected when we get back. Just wave tops. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. Their new training program for the residents is very successful. It's a ongoing program, They're here for 3 years. We have 13 this year, 8 next year, 10 next year, and it's going to continue. The value in that, of course, is introducing people to Redding and Shasta County and what a great place this can be. Plus the fact of you've got doctors working at the VA clinic. You've got them working with specialists here in town and all the different clinics at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Suzanne Barrymore, and hang on to after the break, Arthur.
Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary, they can only do harm.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
I'm back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by my barbershop,
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. A veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. All the businesses we have here, I'd say 99% of them are locally owned, locally operated around here. It's a great place to get a haircut. Never had a bad haircut there. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. That's the way I roll. I can just set up a time that's good that I can, if I remember, and roll in there. And I don't get a phone call from Logan. Are you coming today? Oh. Or you can just drop in. This is a great place to get a haircut. Like I said, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Suzanne Bearmore, who's running for District 2 Supervisor. And that election, my friends, is here. It's March.
It's in March.
If you haven't signed, if you want to run, you better get quick out there because you're running out of time. Let's go to the phones. Arthur, good morning. Hello, Arthur. You're on.
Hey, are you there?
Yep.
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I did have a couple questions. I was just Googling Michelle Bearmore, and I know that me and Michelle...
Suzanne.
We don't really agree on many things. I'm a conservative. I'm on the Republican committee, and she's not a registered Republican, and definitely on the liberal side, so we're just wondering how she's going to represent the Republicans well in Shasta County. But I did go through, and I saw that she had two DUIs in 2022.
Okay, that's a recent assault of a citizen
here in Shasta County. So I just wanted to know how she's going to represent us well here.
I'm actually okay with addressing that.
Okay.
So, yes, I did have a DUI, and not my finest moment. One of the things anybody who has had a DUI knows is that there are a lot of things you go through and in reparations for that. And I have worked through almost all of those things. It took a year for the charges to even come up because of how far behind the courts are. Losing unconditional use of my driver's license was a huge inconvenience and a huge deterrent. So, again, not my finest moment, but we all make poor choices from time to time, and that's one that's not happening again for me. As to the assault charge.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that one.
So that was stemmed from a false police report that Jesse Lane filed because he was intimidating petition signers at Rayleigh's. And he was standing up against a 70-year-old man and was being relentless. I stood in between the two of them. The front part of my body grazed him. He called the police. The police said this is garbage, and nothing has come of it.
Okay. It's one thing to be accused.
Oh, exactly.
I've been
and just as banks. Well to get that on the record and face it right up. I applaud you for answering the question.
Everybody,
unless
this is a continuing thing that you go through, which then is something that needs to be addressed. If it happened, it's been addressed, and now if it happens again. That's another story.
And then I'd also like to address author's question about how I'm going to represent Republicans. One of the things that I would like this campaign to be about is the fact that local office is nonpartisan for a reason. We all have to be friends and neighbors and pull together in the same direction to meet our everyday needs. Are we housed? Are we taking care of our children? Are our roads okay? Those are sort of intimate decisions in a community setting. And party politics is part of what has ruined our local governance. It's part of why we're not getting along, is that these political machines, both sides, all sides, whatever, are getting in the middle of this. I am a moderate. I have, slightly more liberal, social stances, but I am a fiscal conservative. I believe in the rule of law. I believe that local control is fundamental to us taking care of our own problems and finding our own solutions. And I am a person who plans on getting elected and serving everyone in this county and in my district in particular, even if they didn't vote for me.
The jail. What's your plans? There's plans for building a new jail. What's your thoughts on that?
There is no one silver bullet to this. We definitely need more jail space. We also need to have some more effective advocacy, probably on a regional level, to the state of California to take care of the AB 109 issues and the 147 issues of us basically now acting as prisons here in our local jail system. There needs to be, some reforms to the criminal justice system. Why do we have such high crime, and why do we have one of the highest incarceration rates in the world? I think we need to talk about
that's not a Shasta County thing.
Well, it's not a Shasta County thing, but it is one of the drivers of the symptoms that we're facing. We've got a revolving door at the jail. One of the other things that is going to directly impact how successful we are in managing the jail into the future and, 20, 30, 40 years down the road is that we have got to start taking care of getting some new institutional models for mental health care. We used to have poor institutional models to keep people off the streets if they couldn't care for themselves. And we lost those models back in the 80s. And we need to find something comparable, because a lot of the folks we're seeing on the streets don't have the capacity to care for themselves. I mean, you know what this alley looks like behind here, Carl.
just because I've seen people shooting up in there. So do you believe that people should be put into a mental institution against their will? And Gavin Newsom thinks so. That's his new plan.
So there are conservancy processes that we have
I'm not against that by any means.
That ensure that we are not unjustly taking away people's human rights that way. But at the same time, I mean, there are a lot of people that probably would be okay with institutional care. We just have no place to put them.
No, I agree. And that's part of his plan, is to build all these institutions, because obviously what we're doing doesn't work. We got to take a break, and Robert, hang on to after the break, and we'll get right to you. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th. Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Our guest is Suzanne Barrymore, candidate for District 2 Supervisor. And let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just one real quick thing about the elections and election integrity. They've really, your guest, I don't remember.
Suzanne Barrymore.
Suzanne, you're absolutely right as far as the political machine has succeeded in 100% turning us against each other. Everything you see is red versus blue. And they succeeded in doing that by getting us to register on one party or the other. They did it as a fundraising thing. They wanted to make sure they could target who they could get the most money from. But what they ended up doing was basically starting a non-shooting civil war that's been going on for however long, and it's just finally reached a boiling point. That would change if we could just all register as independents or just flat out just register to vote. You get to register to vote. You don't get to register for a party. Party's okay for politics, for politicians that are trying to get things done.
Is there a question in here? I thoroughly agree with you, but is there a question in here for Suzanne?
Sorry, Carl, there is.
Okay.
The question is regarding voting and making sure that voting is secure. The most insecure part of it is the signature verification when you do things like we did in the 2020 election. And that would be my, she says, well, you know, there's the machine counts, the hand count. That's great. But if whoever is deciding whether or not the signatures match or not, like if you look, we had a ridiculous amount of positive signature verifications, like some ridiculous below 1% in some counties, when that's never been the case before. So that's where people on both sides have a problem with the election, and either side could say the other side did something wrong in the affair.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Robert. I don't think that's a bad idea about the do away with parties and just sign up to vote.
And for the record, I am registered as no political party. So I have.
Does that mean you voted for Trump?
I did not vote for Trump. But I, you know, my first elections when I was old enough to vote, I voted for Wally Herger. I voted for, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush. You know, I'm really a person that looks at policy, experience, ability to work well with others. There's a lot more that goes into good, valuable politicking than just your party affiliation or your gang colors or whatever we're calling it now.
The gang colors, I like that. we're doing wave tops today, my friends, because she'll come back and we'll, you know, and we'll get more specific. But today we're just doing wave tops so I can kind of get an overall thought.
We need to address the Second Amendment because that's certainly
Amendment.
A thing that,
yeah.
that
What's your is- thoughts on the Second Amendment?
The right to keep and bear arms is one guaranteed to us in the Constitution. As with every single right that we have expressly given ourselves under our governance, rights come with responsibilities. Be responsible with your firearms. I see a real difference in, you know, and as we grow older, we always see things differently, I suppose. But when I was growing up on the Hill in Shingletown, we were taught gun safety. We were taught how to manage our weapons. If we did not do what our parents told us to do in terms of managing weapons, we weren't allowed to use our weapons. So, you know, I am fine with people having weapons if they're using them responsibly.
Semi-automatic.
What's the purpose for that?
Well, a semi-automatic rifle is used to hunt, to defend yourself. Is it because it's semi-automatic? Doesn't that fall under the Constitution?
Sure, it falls under the Constitution. Which well-regulated militia do you want to have those weapons?
Supreme Court said it has nothing to do with that. The Supreme Court's already said.
Okay.
So you're saying is that
only certain guns?
Only certain guns.
I don't know where the line. I don't know where we draw the line here. Like with so many social issues, we need to be responsible to one another, and we need to find ways to do that. You know, like I said, I grew up around lots of firearms, including semi-automatic weapons. I personally, I'm not saying don't have them. I'm just saying, why do you have them? You know.
Framers had every opportunity to put all kinds of if, ands, and onlys on their document. They clearly stated and would have known because things were changing even then as to what kind of weapons were available and new ones being produced. They did not. They simply said that the right shall not be.
Okay.
I mean, it is a right.
Okay. What about the when we talk about the governing and the things that are going on in the board of supervisors, everybody comes in with an agenda, and that doesn't mean bad, okay?
Yep.
That doesn't mean bad. What would be some of the things you'd like to accomplish? And just what they would be. You don't have to
say
how. The
reason you decided to throw your hat in the ring.
What difference do you think you can make? A nebulous thing of, oh, I want us all to be able to get together. Okay. No, it's not really nebulous, but yeah, that'd be cool. But
so,
what kind of things? Because we've got like 3 minutes.
Okay. So again, stable governance. We need to staunch the flow of county employees leaving the county. We are losing institutional memory at a breathtaking pace. We need to deal with the jail issue in particular, figuring out whatever ways holistically we can to get people to want to work in the jail. Mike Johnson's doing a solid job of trying to get those recruitments done, but a lot has changed in our world. People don't want to work in jails when they're dealing with prisoners that have committed serious crimes. That's not necessarily what they signed up for. So the jail would be a priority for me. Fire and water are huge things for me. I feel like this board has peddled false hope to people in IGO claiming that they're going to be able to get money out of that DA's civil judgment. Let's put our energy and resources into getting CAL FIRE to come fix the field out in Igo because they used it as a staging area and it's wrecked. Let's put resources into finding more FEMA money and USDA grants to do some of the work that we need to do out in Igo to make those folks whole. And then let's figure out how to replicate that because Igo is not the last town that's going to burn in Shasta County.
Okay.
Good point.
Good points. All right. So how do people get a hold of you? How do people, you know, want to support you? Or what events do you have coming up so people can get come up and ask you questions?
So
listen to what you want to accomplish.
This week, I'm still working on infrastructure. We're getting the website and social media up. I will start hosting community events like coffee talks starting next week. And then people at this point, until the website and the social media comes up on Facebook, people can literally call me 530-407-4307. And I'm happy to chat. I'm happy to listen.